The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Benedicta Deleanta Nostra Delita. Please be seated. Today we celebrate the triumph of the Holy Cross. Us, in a sense, we acknowledge the victory of our Lord, but we also pray that we will be included with him who shared his suffering and so share his eternal glory. The shrine here in La Crosse is most fortunate to have a first-class relic of the Holy Cross. That is a piece of the cross on which Jesus was crucified. At the end of Mass, before the final hymn, I will bring it. I will venerate it myself, and then bring it to the altar rail. All of you who wish may also venerate it. In a sense, we are among those who, as Saint Paul says, praise Christ to the glory of the Father. And by implication, as it were, we hope we are counted among those who believe in him. As our Lord said to Nicodemus, and each one of us is a Nicodemus with our little doubts and wonderings whether or not this will work, we can be absolutely certain that if we are faithful to Jesus and we confess him in glory precisely because he was lifted up on the cross, we will be, as it were, lifted up to join with him in heaven. And now just briefly call your attention to the main themes that are underscored in the three readings that we have just heard. Heard that from Moses, who was instructed by God how to make a prototype of the lifting up the cross when the people had, in the middle of the desert, complained about the wretched food that God was giving them when they were getting the best food they could possibly have. And the Lord condemned them and they began to, as were bitten by wicked serpents. Hermes represent the fallen angels. People wonder why did God tell Moses to make a seraph serpent, because as it were, some of the seraphim and they can be represented by the serpents, the good serpents, gave glory to the Son of God to become man, whereas Satan and other seraphs did just the opposite. They didn't like it that anybody was better than them. Therefore, those who looked up to the seraph serpent, as it were cured, drawed, and no longer, as it were, disturbed by the wicked servants. Thus, as it were, we have an anticipation of what our Lord said to Nicodemus, but he repeated at the beginning of the week that was the last week in life. Now, if I be lifted up, will draw all things to myself. And that was when the Father intervened and said, "I have glorified your name, and I will glorify it still. In such wise as were that those, as it were, who were lifted up with Jesus on the cross, if we share, as it were, suffering, we too will, as it were, inherit the glory and the peace and the joy of everlasting life." And so we find in the last reading the counterpoint, the antitype, as it's called by the scholars who speak Greek, "die if I be lifted up like the seraph serpent in the desert." desert will draw all to myself. And I will save them. That is why I came, to save them in the best possible way, say Thomas Boisal. Lots of ways God could have saved us, but the way he actually did, the association in the special way of Our Lady and through Our Lady, our association actively in realizing that salvation is the very best that could have been devised. And then in the middle, as it were, the interpretation of St. Paul. Why is this so? So precisely because, as he points out, our Lord was humble. We should be humble as well. That he did not hesitate, though he was in the form of God, to accept, as it were, humility, to become, as it were, humble, like a little child, depending on his mother. And therefore, as it were, he took up a flesh that was subject to suffering, was obedient, even unto the death on the cross. And for which reason, the Father has proclaimed before all the peoples, before every knee in heaven, on the earth, and even the devils under the earth must acknowledge that Jesus is in the glory of the Father. That is to say, acknowledge him who was born of Mary to be also the Son of God, that is divine. And that in invoking him, and in a certain sense, we are given expression to that in venerating the relic of the Holy Cross that we have here, demonstrate our sharing, our desire to be with Jesus, to in some way share, be an extension of his suffering on the cross, and so, as it were, begin even now to share in that glory, to the praise of God the Father, and to the joy of all of those who believe and hope and find their hopes realized in living that charity, love of God above all things, as Jesus loved his Father and carried out his mission, and love of neighbor as Jesus loved us. When we do that, we are close, as our Lord remarked in the concluding 8th Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount, rejoice, jump for joy when you suffer all these things for my sake. You are close to the eternal kingdom of God in heaven. Praise be Jesus, Saint Mary.